Well, good Sunday evening to you all. This is Pastor Joe with the evening service tonight. I'm going to pause on our story in 2 Samuel, where we're beginning 2 Samuel. I would like for us to be in-house to be there so we can start on that passage of Scripture. So I'm pausing on that. And so tonight, I'm going to ask you a question. Are you robbing God of your time? Are you robbing God of your time? You say robbing is such a terrible word. Certainly it is. However, though, we're all guilty of robbing God of our talents. We're all guilty of, many of us are guilty of robbing God of our tithes. And I believe that oftentimes we're all guilty of robbing God of our time. Do you and I recognize that the time that we have on this earth is not ours anyways, but it is the Lord's? So as we recognize that our time is not ours, but is given from the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you the question, what are you doing with your time while on earth? In James chapter 4, verse 13 and 14, the Bible says, "Go to now, and ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away." Now, our passage here in James is one of the most common passages that we read at funerals. The writer of James said that our life is like a vapor. It is here for one moment and then gone the next. Oftentimes, we take this passage of Scripture in the wrong manner. We say, well, since I only have so much time while on earth, I'm going to live my life just like I want to. And this is exactly the wrong attitude to have, because I will tell you this. God can take away your time just as quick as He gave it to you. The time that you and I have is precious, and with our time, we need to be using it for the betterment of the kingdom of God. I don't have to tell you that we all believe that we're living in the last days because of all the signs that we see here, because of illnesses, and all that. Jesus Christ could come back at any time. Listen, and if He does, our time will be up. You know, just like I shared with the church last Sunday night. Unfortunately, due to aspirating on his own throw-up, Annika's uncle, 44 years old, died. And so I can tell you, time is precious. Time is valuable. And you and I, as followers of Christ, need to be using our time for His will and His glory in the time that we have left. So in this message tonight, I would like to ask you just a couple of questions, three to be exact. And that is, first, are you robbing God in your time of prayer? Are you robbing God in your time of prayer? I saw this post one time on Facebook that really made me sit and think for a moment. It said, if praying to God was your full-time job, would you have already been fired? If praying to God was your full-time job, would you have already been fired? You know, if praying to God was your full-time job, how would your performance be, your job performance? See, if God gave you a rating of your performance in your prayer life, just like you do with your job, then what would He rate you on? On a scale of 1 to 10, what would He rate you on? You know, I'll be honest, there have been times in my life that I was clearly fired up for, with the Lord. But there are other times where I'd be fired for my performance in my prayer life. See, what happens if you don't show up to your job? First, you get a warning sometimes. Then you get suspended. And third time, you get fired. That's typically how it happens. Three strikes is the old saying, three strikes and you're out. And I'm so glad that it's not how God works. See, if you and I were rated on how much we showed up to prayer time with God, we would have been fired a long time ago. Secondly, when we consider the question, are we robbing God in our time of prayer, how is your attitude toward your prayer life? You know, my aunt said that she conducts herself daily to think when she don't feel bad, will she go to work? If she would, then she will come to church. And that's exactly how you and I need to be thinking. We often say, well, I will pray later, or I will pray when it's convenient. Or you'll say, I will pray when I have time. Listen, that's not the attitude to have. You say, well, Pastor Joe, I have a job. I have to pay the bills. Well, I'm glad that you're all, that you have all that and you know, you're thinking like that. But you need to pray. You need to spend time with God on your knees in prayer, because you have an enemy, the devil, as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And if you are not praying to the one that holds the devil in his hand, how do you expect to overcome him? We need to treat prayer life like our job. We need to be with God so that we can grow and mature in our walk with him. Well, we've asked the question, when we think about robbing God of our time in prayer, we think about it, what would be our performance in prayer? We've talked about what is our attitude in prayer. Finally, when we consider robbing God in our time in prayer, how motivated are you in your prayer life? How motivated are you in your prayer life? You know, I don't know many people that are content in their job. They're always wanting to get the promotion, making more money, and become the best that they can. Now, some are content exactly where they are and desire to retire from that job, and that's okay. However, for you and I as Christians, we never need to be content in our prayer life. We should be striving daily to talk with the Lord more, meditating on His Word more daily, and showing our love for Him on a day-to-day basis. See, if you are growing in your prayer life, then you are growing in your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, my question to you is, are you robbing God in your prayer life? Are you spending time with Him daily? Or are you just occasionally, or when, you know, you sit down at a meal with your family, but during the day you're just always on the go? No, that would be robbing God of our time. And we don't need to be doing that. And so the first question is, are you robbing God? Are you robbing God in your time of prayer? Second question is, are you robbing God in your time of reading His Word? Are you robbing God in your time of reading His Word? The question is, how much time do you read God's Word? Do you even read His Word? Or do you, like many others, not pick up your Bible between services? You know, I wonder now, that we've been through the pandemic and, you know, and all that, if some of you have even looked at your Bible in the last 5 years. Now, I'm not considering the time that you look at it in services, but I'm wondering if God has changed your heart even since the pandemic to read God's Word more. But unfortunately, many Bibles just sit at home, and many Bibles just stay on the shelf to be moved once or twice a week to come to church. But we are not reading God's Word. We're just listening to God's Word on Sunday morning. I want to ask you this question. If you're reading the Word of God, how much time are you spending? As we've already learned, our time is not ours, and it is all God's. However, what we do with it is very important. Do we read God's Word to just read it or meditate on it? See, there is a major difference, like I have told you many times, between reading God's Word and meditating on it. Meditation and allowing the Spirit of God is completely different than you just reading God's Word. As I've always told the church, there is a great difference between quality and quantity. See, in your time of reading God's Word, I want to ask the question, is it quality or quantity that you're doing? I pray that you see the importance of God's Word in your time of your life. So we ask the question, are we robbing God's Word? Are we robbing God in the reading of His Word? Are we robbing God in our time of prayer? But then finally, And this came from where Pastor left off from Luke chapter 16 last Sunday. If you remember, he talked about hell. In Luke 16, we saw that the question was, what kind of place is hell? And we understand it is a place that is prepared by God. It is a painful place, and it is a permanent place. And then he asked us to consider two questions. The first one was, do we want to die and go to hell? Obviously, we don't. But then he asked us, do you want people to die and go to this terrible place? He's talking about Christians there. When he asked the question, we understood how important that hell is and how awful hell was. But the question that he asked us in closing was, do you want people to die and go to this terrible place? I would pray that we don't. And so my question to you is this: are you robbing God in your time of sharing with others His Word? Are you sharing with others His Word? The good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. See, Mark 16:15 says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in both Jerusalem, with me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. See, we are given so much time, but we don't know how much we have left. But I do know that we have this amount. And so, has the Lord laid someone on your heart that you have not witnessed to yet? Listen, you don't want to put it off any longer. This time is precious, and we need to get busy and get going before it's everlasting and eternally too late. I want to ask you a question. Are you ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ with the people that He has placed upon your life? There would be some to say, I don't believe so. But I do know that if He places someone on your heart, He has a purpose behind it. So you and I need to get busy and stop wasting time, stop putting off and not caring what type of implications might come from it. Stop robbing God of allowing Him to use you in a mighty way. See, as long as you say yes to God, He will use you. But as long as you are saying no to God, He can't use you. Listen, like I've said many times, God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. You just have to say yes to God and no to this world. So, in closing, we've asked a question. Are we robbing God of our time? And in doing so, are we robbing God of our time in His Word, in our prayer life, and in sharing about Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord? Those are three questions that we all must consider. And if we're honest with ourselves, we could probably say, yes, I am robbing God of my time, and I need to spend more time with Him. And so my challenge is for you to do that. Spend more time with God on your knees in prayer, meditating on His Word, and going out and being used by Him for kingdom work. So until next time, may God bless you. May His face shine upon you and give you grace.